responsible for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circles, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer, David Scorpio, Giuseppe Baffangolo. History is made. And now, the event.
Jim, we can't hear you.
Jim?
Jim, you're muted.
Welcome to the event where we're delighted to be joined today by Reba Live once again with Giuseppe Baffangolo from the Wisdom Circle and Jim Fetzer, myself from the Raw Deal. We're just delighted, Reba, to have you back, and we know that you've been undergoing unusual challenges here, even losing your show under bizarre circumstances. I've recommended that you become a member of the Revolution Radio team. Please tell us what's taking place here and why.
Well, I actually was just restricted on the weekends, and so I still have my show Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. It's just the weekend show. Got someone else wanted the time slot. So most people don't do a live show on the weekends, but I always have. And I hope that I can find a spot to do a live show on the weekends for sure.
Terrific, terrific, terrific. Giuseppe, I know you have lots of questions for Reba. Let's begin with you, my friend.
Well, Reba, first, it's wonderful to hear your voice again, and I'm glad you're still fighting the good fight. Speaking of that, how is your campaign going to run for the Senate in Florida?
Well, things have kind of been on hold for a couple of weeks. I actually had a back injury a couple weeks ago, so I've been just holding down the fort, but in discussions to start a tour around the state of Florida. And I have a friend who's the real Forrest Gump. He's the one that Forrest Gump's story was based on. His name is Stan. He lives in Georgia.
No way.
And he is in the middle of a run across America from LA to Washington, DC. He's doing it in 100 days. He has 10 more days to go, and he will have completed that task. He runs 30 miles every single day.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of wear and tear on the body. Jeez.
Yeah, he's 78 years old.
No way. That's amazing.
He puts us all to shame, doesn't he?
Well, we got to get Jim Fetzer running across America. He's still in.
That's a great idea.
Most people will never run a marathon, and this guy runs more than a marathon every single day.
That's unbelievable. That is truly amazing.
Reba, we know you're on top of all these current events. What do you think about the fiasco befallen the governor of New York for his harassment? It seems to me he's in quite a predicament, and that's going to have vast ramifications, where even the puppet president, Joe Biden, has called for him to resign.
Yeah, he really should, you know, but this is all a distraction from the real crime, which is all the tens of thousands of elders that he murdered last year in New York in those nursing homes. And in fact, last year, I actually made a trip up to Manhattan, and I was demonstrating about that very thing. Cuomo, stop murdering our elders. And that's the big crime right there. Now, I have to say, you know, the sexual harassment and stuff, that's a crime, and he should be prosecuted for that too. But the tens of thousands, maybe even more than 100,000 people that he murdered, yeah, he deserves the death penalty for that one.
Reba, I think we all agree that he totally mishandled the coronavirus situation, and you're right about him being responsible for a vast number of deaths, but I think you want to look at the bright side. This has put him in a predicament. It's a major scandal among the Democrats. It's going to have vast political fallout. I think we should be gratified that already 59% of New Yorkers think Governor Cuomo should resign. Now, you're not going to get anything like that over the coronavirus because most people find it too complicated and can't quite put the big picture together. But I think we ought to be grateful that this has befallen this monster of a governor among the very worst, along with Whitmer of Michigan and, of course, Newsom out in California.
Yeah, their days are numbered. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they're already receiving their just due. And we just haven't seen it on the mainstream media as yet.
Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, speaking of governors who are potentially corrupt, Reba, I'm noticing that in Florida, DeSantis is being positioned as the globalist's alternative to Donald Trump, who is too much of a free spirit and a wild card for their taste. So DeSantis, it appears, is trying to be anti-mask, anti-injection, but in everything else, he is absolutely the globalist Pratt boy. So what's going on with DeSantis, and what's the real story with Governor Ron DeSantis?
Well, you know, I think it's been about 3 weeks ago that he actually came out and said what he really thinks, because the rest of the time it's all propaganda and lies. And that is that he thinks everybody should receive this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine.
Yep.
He's pushing it really hard, but then he knows the people of Florida are not for it. And so he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's nothing but a liar and a scheming fool. That's what he is. But he's really good at the propaganda. He's gotten away with it. A lot of people have said they would vote for him in 2024. A lot of people, even in the conservative circles that, you know, are supporters of Donald J. Trump, they have said they would support Ron DeSantis, and these people have been scammed.
Yeah, it's tragic. And it's so obvious that this guy is you know, their puppet, the globalist puppet, to allow the media coverage, like, oh, yeah, Florida's open for business, yada, yada. But the reality is they're just trying to take the pressure off and allow the state economy to ease into those restrictions. I don't think he's actually ever intended on actually championing those freedoms. What are your thoughts on that statement?
No, he has not been a champion. And I'll tell you, this week they just did another lockdown in Palm Beach County, and the mask mandates are in full force. They will arrest you for trespassing. If you come on any county property without a mask on, they will throw you in prison.
Unbelievable.
Reba, why is the public so slow in catching on that masks are bad for you? I have 6 or 8 articles on my blog, including reports from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, that masks are very damaging. Some describe putting masks on children as a criminal act. Obviously, it recycles oxygen-depleted air, kills brain cells, which, unlike skin cells, do not regenerate, so that loss of brain cells is irrevocable, puts additional strain on our cardiovascular system. When I see video of young girls playing soccer wearing masks, it just not only makes me cringe, but I'm even virtually on the verge of tears because this is so awful and so destructive to their growth and development as human beings.
Well, not only that, Jim, but it also makes their body internally acidic, which sets them up for cancer. And so there's a lot of different problems here, not the least of which, it has been shown that many of these masks actually contain a living, moving fiber known as Morgellons, which we have known they have been spraying down in these chemtrails for many, many years. And this is another issue. Plus, you know, the EO that is in these swabs that they're putting up there right at your brain when they do this PCR test. And this is a carcinogen. Like, it sets people up for cancers just from having that swab test. And many places are making you do this test on a regular, ongoing basis, once a week or even once a day. This is insanity.
Yeah, and of course, they don't need to do a swab test. Sputum would do, suffice for a test. When I see images of little babies with these huge, long swabs being stuck up their nose, they're almost certain to penetrate the brain, the barrier between the sinus cavity and the brain, and cause permanent damage. It just makes me cringe.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting, Jim? I've been to Egypt. I've traveled probably 7 times to Cairo, and I've been to Giza and Luxor, all over that nation. And there are hieroglyphics that actually show them putting a long instrument up someone's nose. And that's exactly what they're doing to us today with these tests.
Well, it also turns out to be a way that you can extract a person's brain out of their nostrils. I mean, it's bizarre and weird, but if you actually dig into it, that's how it is done. So that there are many bizarre and satanic aspects to all of these. They have a very ritualistic character. I'm sure Giuseppe is even better positioned than I to comment on those aspects of all of this, but it's absolutely monstrous what's going on there.
Yes, and I would call Ron DeSantis a monster too.
You know, it's very disappointing with DeSantis, and you're telling me about, you know, mask mandates in Dayton County. I mean, that's outrageous. DeSantis has seemed to me to be pretty good on the whole in imposing all these mandates and the vax as being mandatory and all that, although he took a trip to Israel, and after he returned, we even have photographs of him at the Wailing Wall. All of a sudden, he's become a big promoter of vaccines. My suspicion, Reba, is that during his sleep, and this has happened to many others, he was subjected to psychotronic treatment and got his brain washed, rather literally, to change his attitude. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on with anyone who travels to Israel. It's a colossal mistake in my judgment.
Well, you're giving him too much credit, Jim. He has always been pro-vaccine from the very beginning. He's been pushing this vaccine for a long, long time. He just keeps it covered up. You know, he signed that executive order back in March of 2020, and then he signed the bill 2006 back in May of this year. And privately, he has admitted very strongly for years now that he is pro-vaccine.
Giuseppe, your thoughts? I've had a fairly high opinion of DeSantis up to lately, when it seems to me he has shown his true colors here. And what Reba's telling us, I find very disturbing. I felt he was a rising star in the Republican Party. In fact, polls have shown he's like first or second choice of most Republicans if the Donald were not to run again. Your thoughts?
Well, that's exactly the intent, Jim, is to have a controlled opposition completely. And DeSantis, who right now gets the natural health people, the wide awake humans who will never take the death injection, and allow DeSantis to be placed in that position of power. I think that the deep state is tired of Donald Trump being a wild card, and they're concerned that there's such an adulation for Trump in the patriot circles and in the traditional conservative circles that they can't control Trump. So they need to put someone in place who appears to be like Trump, saying the right things, but in reality is serving the globalist master. That's what I believe. And mm-hmm. What do you think, Reba?
Well, don't forget, DeSantis was in Congress in D.C. before he was governor.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know. I would say 98% or more of those in D.C. Should be executed or at least locked up permanently at Gitmo.
Yeah, it's hard to make a counter argument to that. They are such globalist traitors. Especially, I've been saying for months now that there is no Democratic Party. It's essentially been subverted by the Soros cancer, and it's turned into essentially a communist party, or our friends of show, Brian and Jenna and Lark, point out communitarian, which is the sham that makes it seem like we're all kumbaya, and I don't wear a mask for you, bro. I mean, I don't wear a mask for me, bro. I wear it for you all. And it takes a village to raise a child. All these pithy phrases that essentially allow communism to come in the back door. And it, not only did it come in the back door, it's here. The Democratic Party now is the communist globalist party. It's horrible.
Absolutely. People don't. It's been so slow and insidious because it's taken them decades. But we really have become a communist nation.
Yeah. It's...
Well, it's absolutely stunning, Reba. Who would have ever thought? I mean, it's, when I was a young man growing up in Southern California and heard talk about fluoridation being a communist plot, I tend to dismiss it at the time. Now I've learned, of course, fluoride is a neurotoxin. It actually kills brain cells. And I can see it was an industrial waste product turned to make big profits for industries, just as these vaccines, which are not vaccinations, are not medical. And therefore, I believe you can challenge having to take them on that ground alone in the beginning, not to mention the violation of the Nuremberg Code requiring your informed consent, which entails that, you know, all the risks and benefits associated with these vaccines, where the risks are so vast now, the number of deaths, we have one report that they have suppressed 45,000 deaths within 3 days of taking the vax. Sherry Tenpenny, as we all know, has described the mRNA vaccines as perfectly designed killing machines. This Luc Montagnier, perhaps the most famous virologist in the world, has stated categorically, everyone who gets the vax will be dead within 5 years. This is so horrific, where it appears they want to make sure everyone gets a vax so there won't be a control group of the unvaccinated that will show what happens when you get the vax. They want everyone. The difference in outcome is because of the Delta or the Epsilon or whatever new phantom variant they introduced. This is the greatest scam in world history, whereas I thought in the past the moon landing would stand for all time. Then, of course, we had 9/11. These make JFK, the cover-up of JFK's assassination by multiple gunmen, trivial by comparison. But this is really going for all the marbles. The global elite really do want to control planet Earth.
Yeah, the Georgia Guidestone is definitely, that plan is in full swing, and they intend to bring it to fruition within the next 2 years.
And of course, you're right about DeSantis. He was he represented Florida's 6th congressional district in the House from 2013 to 2018. He graduated from the Naval Justice School, so he must have been a naval officer, Harvard Law, Yale University.
Skull and bones. Yeah, if he wasn't a member, he certainly was associating with that crowd for sure.
I guess if we have served in the judge advocates with his law degree, that would have been his military service. Very interesting. Yale, I've long regarded as an institution for CIA executives. I mean, Yale seems to me to have a very bad history here. It's not just Skull and Bones. It's the institution virtually during its entire history, so far as I have been able to discern. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to get back and get Reba's thoughts and your thoughts, Jim, on this bizarre turn of events with Governor Fredo Cuomo. I mean, Mario Cuomo had the foresight to name, much like George Foreman named every male son of his George Jr. So I think there's like five George Juniors. Andrew Cuomo had the foresight to name all his cowardly entitled sons Fredo. I mean, they go by other names, but in reality, their name is Fredo, as in coward. And so a year ago, Governor Fredo Cuomo is an absolute star of the Democratic Communist Party, and now all of a sudden they're hanging him out to dry on these sexual dalliances, which pretty much, as an arrogant old school Italian guy that he is, you know, I mean, he was probably just making suggestive statements or maybe grabbing their rear ends or something. I'm sure it wasn't anything more than that. And so why would they hang him out to dry over something that is like an old school macho Italian action?
Well, some of these actually were a bit more. Giuseppe, he actually put his hand up under one of their blouses to feel her breast and so forth.
All right. I did not know that.
This is going to require a very powerful response from the Democratic Party because of the Me Too movement. They cannot. And the fact that you have the Attorney General of New York being a very substantial Black woman. She's very articulate. She presented a very clear case. I don't think the Democrats can get out of this. And since, as I mentioned earlier, Biden has already declared that he believes Cuomo should resign, I think this may happen with remarkable speed. Reba, your thoughts?
Well, I definitely think that there's a lot of people that are making movements and have been for a while to get him out of that seat of position, and as well as Newsom and, Whitmer up in Michigan. And there's others as well. New Jersey's governor, he needs to go also. So I hope that before the end of this year, we will see all of the above out on their keister.
That would be fantastic. And I also noticed that in Ohio, there was a very heavily funded and closely watched election for a replacement congressional seat. And the far left socialist type candidate, Bernie Sanders candidate, lost to a more Biden-like mainstream globalist. So that's interesting. Did you keep an eye?
Yeah. I think, by the way, that the Democrats sometimes get impaled by their own petard, such as the Me Too movement now. In the past, of course, in relation to abortion, my body, my choice, they should be asserting that right, absolute right to reject vaccinations, especially when it turns out they're so seriously damaging. And of course, defund the police is a classic where they're doing their best to try to walk back, claim Joe Biden never supported it, but the whole Democratic Party was behind it. And now we have astronomical crime breaking out in all the Democrat-controlled cities. I mean, it's been a chronic problem for the Democrats anyhow, but it's become acutely worse. Reba.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, the thing that's been paramount in my mind for the last couple of weeks is this graphene oxide that's in these jabs.
Yeah.
This graphene oxide is 99% of what's in that injection. And it actually, it was developed, to be used for research, never to be put in humans. And this particular substance has the ability, once it's injected into the human body, it assembles itself into a microchip. And this is why people have turned themselves into Bluetooth devices, and they're magnetic and all the other things. And there was someone in one of the Scandinavian nations that actually did a surgery on a fella right there in his own home. It appeared to me it was on video. And they cut into his arm where the injection had been placed. And they used a very large, powerful magnet to remove that microchip. And it was about the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, there's a lot of weird stuff going on here. And it looks as though this graphene oxide is being injected. It's really weird stuff. You can see it grow and develop and expand. It's bizarre in the extreme. Reba, I thought because so many are going to have questions, we'll open the call line here early after the first break, which is coming up, so others can ask questions too, and we'll continue our conversation between you and me and Giuseppe. The call-in number to speak to Giuseppe, me, and Reba, especially 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. You can raise any questions about virtually any issue you like. We're going to have an open-ended conversation here as we continue with Reba right here on the event.
Yeah, I'd like to get Reba's thoughts on not only the graphene oxide, which is horrific, but injecting the human body with this hydrogel, which is essentially we'll hold that thought.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I just like to express my admiration for the French people. There are massive protests going on in France. There are reports that Macron is as good as gone. There were some here mocking France's protests as weekend picnics, others laughing that Europeans don't have guns and we're powerless. But while there are many bitching and moaning that Biden administration is going to do this, lock us down and the like in France, they are turning out in massive numbers. We even had a truck full of fertilizer actually go by the president's home and cover it with horse shit, Reba. I thought that was remarkable. I'd like to see some of that spunk from Americans.
I agree. I missed that one, Jim. I'm going to have to go look up that video. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Okay, our first caller is Sal from Colorado. Sal, join the conversation.
Good morning, everyone. Reba, I got a question for you. There are a lot of, there's at least one other person there that's with someone who's been vaccinated. Do you suggest that we use protection if we're having sex with someone that's doing that, or should we just not do it at all?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding.
Well, I guess my question is,
how should we cope with it? Is that what you have in mind?
Yes, but my question is, if you're with someone that's been vaccinated and they're your sexual partner, do you have sex with a condom? Do you just not have sex at all for your own safety? What do you think?
Well, I have a friend who was not vaccinated, and she had some relatives that came to visit her in her home for about a week, and they were all vaccinated. And she, of course, they were relatives. They weren't having sex, but they were just, you know, eating from the same dishes, the same dinnerware and stuff for the week. And she ended up being magnetized at the end of all of this. So it's acting like a prion. And it's going to be very difficult to eradicate it from the body. And I think it's being passed along via things like your forks and spoons and your glasses, you know, that you drink from. So most people don't segregate their dinnerware, their dishes, A lot of people are going out to restaurants, so I think there may be some contamination going on in that way that's not being eliminated by your typical washing temperatures, and probably wouldn't even be eliminated by an autoclave, which is what they do to surgical equipment.
Well, Giuseppe can confirm, but reports I'm having are that pregnant women who are in the vicinity of persons who've been vaxxed are suffering miscarriages, that postmenopausal women are having their periods return, prepubescent girls are having early periods, ordinary adult women are having double periods. I mean, it looks as though there's a whole lot of weird stuff going on here. Giuseppe, your confirmation?
Oh, absolutely. And keep in mind that most people don't understand that the largest organ of the human body is the skin. So whatever it is, it's either prions or protein spikes, something at the nano level is being off-gassed or shed or transmitted. And so what you people have to do is focus everything on boosting their own immune function. So if you have an optimized immune system, your immune system will take care of that to the best of its ability. And secondly, what's so insidious about this this death jab and this quackery of the CRISPR technology and injecting the synthetic mRNA into a human body is that it's untested, it's unproven, it's just absolute satanic initiative to depopulate. And that the idea that these periods are becoming in postmenopausal women and extra periods and young prepubescent girls having this is because that prion or that protein spike coagulates first in the sex organs. It's in the male testes and in the female uterus and the sex
ovaries.
So it's so insidious. This is beyond evil. I mean, but I would like to ask Reba your thoughts on the idea that there's plenty of excellent science and scientists in this world coming out against this heinous evil, including the man who created the mRNA technology in the 80s and 90s. Dr. Robert Malone is saying this is outrageous. Stop this immediately. But your thoughts, I believe that the somebody's feeding back. Jim, when you're not talking, you should mute, because I think it's you.
Sure.
It is there you go. The idea that there's real science, which is the scientific method where you start investigating and the data will lead you. And then there's corporate scientism, which is what big pharma does, where they start with an end goal, which is we want this vaccine in the public's arms. We want this magic pill like Lipitor in the public belly. And then they work back, they cherry pick data results, they rig tests, and they control with a revolving door the FDA, which should never have allowed Lipitor to come on the market, never allowed any of these quaxines to be public. And it's gotten so bad with this phony state of emergency that never should have been called into question and implemented. So what are your thoughts on real science versus crony corporate happy merchant satanic scientism of big pharma?
Well, here's the problem. The people here in the United States have been so brainwashed their whole lives that they only see the MD after someone's name, and they don't look at the alternative practitioners that will actually help them regain their health and wellness. And so they have sold a bill of goods with this pharmaceutical quackery, and it's all been to chemically poison everyone, with most all of these things being produced in China, by the way.
Right.
And they may research them here in the U.S., but they are having the manufacturing done in China for the most part. And there's no telling what else they put into these capsules and tablets and IV fluids and all the rest. So I don't trust them, never have, never will. Even throughout my ordeal with my accident, and trust me, I was in pain 24/7 and still am. I have never taken a pain medication ever. I went through 10 surgeries without any anesthesia.
Wow.
And I would never touch those chemicals. I wouldn't put them on my body nor in my body. And that is the stance I've taken. And you know how they've been pushing this hand sanitizer? I have never in my life used that. I would never use those things. They give pharmaceuticals through the skin with these patches. And everyone knows that you can absorb things very quickly under your tongue. Why people put poisons on their body is beyond me. There's a disconnect in their cognition. I feed my skin. I put things like organic olive oil and other substances like that. I don't put any chemicals on my skin. And they're just poisoning people from every which direction, through the air, the water, the food, the clothes, personal care products. And people aren't realizing that they're turning them into Satanists via putting fetus cells in your cosmetics and all sorts of things. It's just wicked. It's pure evil.
Agreed.
Real science, of course, requires robust and open debate, shared data, controlled, systematic controlled experiments to test the causal efficacy of various factors, none of which is taking place here because of the massive censorship and suppression, which shows this is a politicized science. This isn't objective science. This isn't a case of acquiring new data and then on that basis rejecting hypotheses you previously accepted, accepting hypotheses you previously rejected, or leaving others in suspense. Instead, we have the massive suppression of all the reports, which are extensive, voluminous, of individuals who have been harmed by the vax. Here's one. 58% of infant death reported to AVIRS occurred within 3 days of vaccination. 58%, just as I was reporting previously. 45,000 deaths had occurred within 3 days of the vax. Most of the deleterious effects are only going to show up more gradually, however, because the effect of the mRNA is to wipe out our immune system so that hazards from the environment we could have dealt with effortlessly in the past are now going to be a major threat to our ability to even survive, so that in the fall, we're going to find individuals are dropping like flies who have been vaccinated. We have the president of the United States going on national television and making the absurd, provably false statement that all these problems are occurring with the unvaxxed, when in fact it's precisely the opposite. The vaccinated we've been addressing are only a sample. So this is a complete sham. This isn't scientific at all. We need open, robust debate in order to test our hypotheses and theories, especially by attempting to falsify them. None of that is being allowed to happen here, because this is not scientific research, and this is not medicine. This is a political effort to depopulate the planet and seize control by a powerful globalist elite. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Yeah, and this is the most egregious worldwide experiment on humans to create a new form of life that's a transhuman that accepts all this nanotechnology. And to what ends? You can, your mind spins with all the evil, satanically level evil that they're on the road to try and creating with this transhuman agenda.
Here's the most important piece of information everyone should realize. Every single rat that had humanized cells And every single ferret that received this jab, every single one of them died. Not one survived. That's the most important piece of information people need to be aware of. There were studies done. They were done on animals, and they all died.
Well, here's another thing that the dupes who worship at the pseudo-religious scientific cult of Big Pharma, they're like, well, we're using these cell lines, these immortal cell lines. What they are using is cancer. They are injecting cancer cells into you with the utter quackery of the whole farcical science of inoculation of vaccine. They are injecting cancer into you. It's so obscene. In addition to the aborted fetal tissue, they are injecting cancer into you with every flipping vaccine, quackscene.
Well, that's been going on for decades. Well, and exactly. That's why the cancer rates have skyrocketed over the last 20 years.
Yep.
Let me bring Sal back in. I'm certain he has additional comments and questions for Reba, you and me, Giuseppe. Sal, please resume.
Okay. I want to bring up something that you've said a few times during 2015 and 2016, Jim, that we don't have a two-party system. We have a no-party system where everybody agrees to get behind the corporate or Talmudic Jew agenda against everybody else to do what they do. And I've only really realized how important that statement is in the last few months. And I want to tell you, Rita, everybody here in this panel and a lot of this audience supports everything you are, everything you do, your run for Senate. And go to votereva.com to see what her plan is. If she becomes a senator, she's running against Marco Rubio. That's a tough road to hoe, but we love you so very much, and we're so grateful that we all get to learn what you've discovered and find the way to make our lives better so that we can love our families and be there for our friends.
Shall I be surprised if you heard that from me? Scorpio has made that point repeatedly, but I tend to take a different tack. I believe there are real differences between the parties. Look at the difference between Trump on the border and Biden on the border. That's a real difference. Look at the profligate spending we're coming from the Democrats. Trump actually had us on an even keel. The economy was robust. The lowest earning wage earners were seeing their wages rise at the fastest rate. Trump had made us energy independent. Biden has reversed it. They were now dependent on foreign sources again. Trump took on the media. That may be his most enduring contribution to call out the fake news media. Almost every American is now aware that much of what they get from the mainstream is simply propaganda and disinformation. And in accordance with, you know, Supreme Court and responsibilities of the president, I believe are responsible in appointing judges who basically apply the Constitution rather than seek to create new law, which has been the Democrat practice for quite some time. I invite Reba, of course, to pick up, and then Giuseppe, but that's my initial response to your thoughts, Sal, and I'm very glad you're here. Reba.
Sal, I appreciate the words that you said about myself. Thank you very much. As far as back in 2015 and 2016, what you were referencing is that it makes no difference. It's basically a uniparty, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I agree with that. I don't see President Trump as a politician. He may be running under the Republican banner, but he is not one of those politicians that we see now serving, quote unquote, serving in office. He is a maverick. He is a man who is a one-man kind of show, and he has done things totally different than any president previous to him or any politician, period. And just like he is very unique, he's not a politician. I'm not a politician either. I'm a real patriot who cares about this country, who cares about the individuals on this land, and I am fighting to give a voice to the people. And that's what President Trump has done. He said at his inauguration 4 years ago that he was returning the power to the people. And that job has not been completed yet. It has not been brought to fruition, but it is coming very soon. And I can't wait. And many people are waiting with anticipation.
Let me agree with you to this extent. Trump executed a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. It was a stodgy rich man's country club party operation benefiting principally the rich in Wall Street, and turned it into a populist party, a conservative populist party representing most of the men and working women of America, and thereby brought about a political revolution that cut across all the traditional demographics in terms of classic voting blocks, which is why the Democrats were so petrified after Trump prevailed in 2016, in spite of having rigged the election for Hillary, including all kinds of phony polls, photoshopped events and all that. Trump would be, say, in Miami drawing 30,000. Hillary would be in St. Petersburg drawing 300. So they photoshopped the event to make it look as though Hillary crowds were just about the same size as Trump. All this was ridiculous. The Democrats have been panic-stricken that Trump is simply going to eviscerate the Democratic Party. And they worried about it in 2020, which is why they had to go to such an extent using the coronavirus as a cover to promote all the mail-in balloting, which is not even permissible in third world countries because it's so vulnerable to fraud, and massive other techniques to steal the election, a comparable case of which has never occurred even in world history. So I agree, Trump did something to revolutionize a party, and it was because he was a non-politician. So I was truly speaking of the Trump party as opposed to the classic Republican. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Oh, I think you both make salient points. I think Trump was indeed a maverick, and he recognized an opportunity. I believe based on what I've read, he never expected to be elected. He was doing it to further his Trump brand and to possibly launch a competition network against Fox News. And he got swept into office by the traditional conservative. And I think that once he got in, he was pretty much usurped by the globalist parasites. And he did very little in actuality that wasn't part of the globalist agenda he was told to do. So there's Trump, the maverick, and then there's Trump, the controlled president by the globalists. And I think they both exist, and I think that's why they don't want him back, because he is too much of a wild card when they can install someone like Ron DeSantis, who appears to be a maverick, but in reality is completely controlled by the one-party system, the globalist system, which I believe is the only party in Washington, D.C.
Let me bring Sal back again. Sal, your further thoughts and questions.
Sorry, I got to get off mute. I'm just really glad to hear that Trump is running in 2024, because I really wasn't sure. I was thinking that he was just going to step aside and just endorse other people. But as we've also seen, his endorsements have been, well, lousy, you know, for Congress and Senate. So how are they going to fix the voting system so that we have a fair election by 2022, 2024 and beyond? I mean, I can't see how they could fix this system that's so corrupted with these voting machines that can be manipulated with flash drives and things like that that are not even supposed to be able to be connected through anything external outside of the machines themselves. So how can we get to the point where we can have any sort of confidence in the result of any election now or any time in the future?
So I couldn't agree with you more. That's a huge issue, in my opinion, for the American people to regain control of the destiny of their own nation. We have to get rid of electronic voting machines. We must go to paper ballots and hand counts. It's cheaper. It's not faster, but it's overwhelmingly more reliable. It actually draws communities together in a shared purpose project that's of immense importance. We need to get rid of gerrymandered representatives, congressional districts, using the Iowa model of repanels of retired judges, so we don't have situations where the same politicians can automatically be reelected regardless of what they do. I believe we need to get private money out of federal elections, and all federal offices should be funded by the taxpayers on an equitable basis. And I've mentioned before that although it sounds counterintuitive, I believe we need to restore the draft, that we have generations of kids now who've never had any military experience, never any shared responsibility, have no sense of discipline. They're not in a position to come to the defense of the nation, even if the nation were in dire, dire straits, in that we ought to have an 80-20, 80% military, 20% civilian option for everyone, with the only exception for, say, physical or mental grounds, perhaps, of course, religious exemptions, but then they can go and work in the civilian branch. I think we've been left in a situation where American families have been disconnected from decisions of war and peace because they know they don't have a stake in the game. Their sons or daughters are not going to be sent, so that we need to reestablish that families care about what happens in Washington, D.C. We're coming up on the break. Let me reiterate, everyone's welcome to call in the number 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452, and Mitchell will bring you in.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. The the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
To have Reba back with us. John Rappaport has been doing a brilliant job of reporting on the coronavirus, and I'd like to share with you his latest blog published yesterday. If there is no virus, why are all these people dying? As my readers know, for the past year, I've been demonstrating with much evidence and proof that the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist. Some people reply, so why are all these people dying? What is the cause? I've answered those questions at length. I'm going to answer them again here. First of all, if someone says, I know a family where three people died, so what else could it be beside the virus? The answer is, I have no idea why these three people died. I'm not doing remote viewing. The person who asked the question has no idea either. But because we have no idea, that doesn't mean it must be the virus. Think it through. It could be exposure to an environmental toxin. It could be the effects of a vaccine. It could be several different reasons acting in concert. But the person says it wasn't a toxin or a vaccine. They were all healthy until last month. How does he know it wasn't a toxin? And again, just because we don't know, there's no reason to skip from there to it must have been the virus. Does we don't know equal the virus? No. Let's accept the official propaganda about the virus? No. Does we don't know equal let's accept the preponderance of opinion? No. All right. Moving on, the most important thing to know about so-called COVID is there is no single cause of all these people dying. It isn't one cause. I've been explaining this basic principle to people since 1988. The example then was AIDS, and it's the hardest piece of truth to deliver with success because people are always looking for the one. They want the one thing. They're predisposed, hypnotized, conditioned to demand the one cause. If it isn't the virus, what is it? There is no it. The basic con involves stitching together a quilt of people dying for different reasons and inventing a story that makes it seem they were all dying for one. That's the game. That's the trip. That's the sleight of hand. Now I'm going to list the main reasons all these people are dying. I've covered each in detail previously. So here I'm giving a summary. One, the relabeling of flu-like illnesses as COVID. Estimate, there are 1 billion flu cases a year, 300 to 500,000 flu deaths per year worldwide. They've simply been reclassified as COVID. Two, the relabeling of pneumonia as COVID. Estimate again, there are 1.7 million adult pneumonia deaths per year worldwide. They have been relabeled too. Third, relabeling lung infections. Estimate, there are 3 million chronic obstructive pulmonary disease deaths per year, COPD worldwide, relabeled as COVID. And notice, air pollution pays a significant cause of death in those three categories. Fourth, writing COVID as a cause of death on patient files when it's clear the patient died for some other reason, such as suicide, a motorcycle accident, a car crash. It's all ridiculous how this is taking place. Five, terrifying with a COVID diagnosis and isolating older people who are already ill and frail with a variety of long-term conditions. They fold up and die, many from natural causes, but they're qualified as COVID. Six, killing old people with devastating and toxic treatment, ventilators, sedation, Remdesivir, calling it all COVID. Seven, prior toxic vaccine campaigns. Eight, the COVID vaccines. Nine, note, whenever a person has symptoms that resemble the list of so-called COVID, cough, chills, fever, lung congestion, pneumonia, a positive PCR test seals the deal for a COVID diagnosis. The PCR test, however, is meaningless for many reasons and therefore spits out false positives like water from a hose. Since the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist, the test has zero credibility from the beginning. COVID is a complete fraud. It was a fraud from the beginning. It's a fraud now. I think he's got it exactly right. Giuseppe, would you agree with John Rappaport on all these key points?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that Rappaport has pointed to a fundamental flaw in the pseudoscientific religious cult of the injection, which is they create these bioweapons. They're constantly experimenting for how many decades, if not a century, more than a century, on this gain of function bioweapon that's under the facade of being an inoculant, when in reality they're always working to create a bioweapon. And so you release these bioweapons. Oh, it's accidental. Oh no, we somehow swine flu got out of the lab. Somehow bird flu got out of the lab. Oh, somehow MERS got out of the lab. Oh no, I can't believe Ebola got out again. Oh, SARS-1 got out of the lab. Oh, now SARS-2 got out of the lab. And so they are always trying to intentionally release these gain of function bioweapons to drive the public via fear porn to take the injection, which is always an experimental injection. So that, you know, right now we're in the process of witnessing these satanic happy merchants creating the biggest globalist bubble in the history of mankind with the profits from these deadly injections. They're going to make Amazon look like a corner store in the next year or two. And I just read a headline yesterday where the corrupt and traitorous FDA is looking to have the Pfizer injection fully approved by Labor Day. So that is absolute madness. And then what's coming is the CRISPR technology mRNA injected flu vet injections, which is going to again make more and more people ill and sick. This is absolute warfare against the average human. There's no other way around it. Your thoughts, Reba?
I think you're absolutely right, Giuseppe. Reba, would you care to weigh in on this?
Well, we know that they are trying to kill as many of us as they can, and they're using every means necessary to effect that eventual goal of decreasing our world's population down to 500 million people. And they're making great headway with that right now.
Yeah.
And I estimate we've already had 1.2 million Americans that have died from this jab. And they are suppressing this information at every turn, trying to keep it covered up. But, you know, if you extrapolate the numbers, when they say 45,000 died within 3 days of that jab, you know, only about 1% or less gets reported to theirs.
Right.
And so you add two zeros onto that. That's 4.5 million people. I would bet my life on it that it's over a million. I don't know if it's 4 million, but it's possible. Like, they are covering it up every chance they get. And when it's right in your face, it's so evident that it's related to the jab. Everybody is covering the paramedics, the doctors, the hospitals, the CDC. They're all in this together, covering up the truth. They were so quick to tell everybody they had COVID last year, and now they're doing everything they can to say you didn't die from the jab.
Yes, 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 yes. Mitchell, I know you have lots to say about all these issues.
Okay, let's start first off. While man is just brilliant, okay? I mean, there are the intelligence, the imagination of man, it really knows no limits. You know, that said, the incompetence of man also knows no limits. A frightening thing that people may not realize is that, you know, these places are just normal businesses. While they may have, you know, so-called top level employees, they may have people that have, you know, PhDs and, you know, all kinds of initials behind their names and experience. They're all still people. And it's from my experience that complacency that we have with the research industries, period, is horrendous. We can go back and look at Plum Island. We know that the contractors that were contracted to do it made shortcuts. On top of that, the doctors infected everybody and their brother. So we can expect no less from the Chinese. I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of the reasons that they believe that the intelligence services believe that there was a major malfunction at the lab in Wuhan was the fact that 3 years after the facility was built, there was a major contract put out to revamp the entire air handling system of the entire Wuhan virology lab. That had been a bid put out that had been accepted, I guess, and had been worked on. Had also facilitated then with the moving of the labs. Incompetence. Yeah, they got it. They stabbed themselves. Even the Batwoman says, well, I got bit. I got jabbed. I got sick. I stayed home under my protocols. But what we know about this particular virus, because it's man-made, because it's basically a novel, I don't want to call it a bioweapon, but a novel research chimera, they do not know how it is going to mutate in the wild. That's what has everybody so freaked out. It is a virus. I had the damn thing. I had the crud 3.0, whatever you want to call it, last early March. It took me 8 to 9 months to effectively get over and, you know, not get sick constantly for my immune system to rebuild itself. But yeah. And we see the response. I go to the VA hospital. You know, they've gone back. They've just flipped back to the, they've had their head up some bureaucrat's ass again. They just got it out a few years ago and I was making progress, but they went right back into this bureaucratic system that is feeding the delusion. And that's part of the problem. No, professionalism is out the window because professionals and doctors, many stand up, but most do not. They do not fight the system because their job, their money, their prestige, their power, everything in their life is connected to that. And once that is threatened, you know, it, you can pretty much push any other button you want and have somebody dance to your tune. Go ahead. I think I packed a little in there.
That was excellent. Reba, would you like to pick up on Mitchell's comments?
He kind of cut out. I didn't hear part of it.
Huh. Giuseppe.
I think Mitchell brings some excellent points to the table. I mean, the there's definitely some form of contagion. There's a lot of people who argue that viruses don't exist, that they're just waste product. I mean, what we do know is this is contagious, and the only way to overcome it is to boost your immune function and to avoid things like processed sugar, like GMO foods and blah, blah, blah. And it's insane. I mean, literally the idea that they're going to, the corrupt, traitorous Food and Drug Administration is going to allow this Pfizer death injection to be legal and approved for full use so they don't even have to have their phony state of emergency anymore is just insane to me. And yet, you know, it's, what is it? It's 5 weeks away.
Giuseppe, it's unbelievable that no one is being responsible. No one is fulfilling their obligations under the law. No one is exercising their role obligations as health authorities to protect the American people, even though that's what we have hired them and paid them to do. It is disgusting. We have another caller here from the 434 area code. Caller, please just give us your first name and state and join the conversation.
Yeah, thanks. My name is Sam, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Perfect, Sam.
Thank you. Lately I've noticed that on the Red State Radio apps that there's a lot of different shows being taken down. Is that going to be a normal routine for them? Do you know? Or what's the issues been going on with this?
Reba.
Reba and the Shady Groove Matrix, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's been very strange, Sam, what's been going on. We're on Revolution Radio right now at this show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's something I think a lot of us would like to have an answer for.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for a lot of the people on here, you especially, Reba, because we're from the same state, Tennessee. And there's a lot of people on here that are giving out the truth, but for some reason, Scott Adams seems to feel that maybe the truth is hurting a little too much. I don't know. But, I'm really upset about that because there's really nowhere else to go to listen to the truth. So... and there's not much to comment on when you're telling the truth. I'm really just a little bit taken aback.
Exactly why Reba got the mood. I find this all very distressing, Reba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other night it was very, I got on and I never really talked to Reba that much except through text. And when I got on, I was like, that ain't Reba. What's going on here? So I thought it was a guest, and it was boring. So I just kind of, just ignored it more or less. And then the next night she was on. I'm like, okay. Reba didn't think I was listening, I guess, but I am. I listen every day, every night, because I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome.
Very nice. Reba, your thoughts?
Well, I find it distressing when show times get shuffled around and changed. People don't know where to find you, when to listen. Mm-hmm. It's good to have a consistent time and place. You know, that's why Rush Limbaugh was so successful, was because he was on from 12 until 3 Eastern time every day, mm-hmm. Monday, Friday. And when you get shuffled around a bit, I know that I've had several people reach out to me really disturbed. They would turn on to listen to me at 7 p.m. Eastern, which has been my showtime for a good long time, and find someone else there instead. And it doesn't matter if I'm on at a different time. If people don't hear me, they're not going to know where to find me. So it is distressing for many people.
And I noticed that a lot of people, especially people that have interviews with you, like this gentleman here, a lot of these people follow the truth. Whereas when these little replacements come in, like this other gentleman, we don't know if they're talking truth or they're just talking, doing talking points and really don't mean what they're saying. They're just trying to have a show. That makes a big difference when we're listening to someone that's actually telling the truth. And you have a following, Reba, with these people who are starting the movement for the grand juries and things like that. The Jor grand juries. This is a really important movement. If people are going to keep being, and I'm just being conspiratorial a little bit, but if people are going to start being paid off to move shows around, so. The movement gets stifled or slowed down or dragged. Well, that's just going to put more people onto the scene in the background. And there's going to be a lot of backlash.
You know, when people listen to talk radio hosts, they develop a trust relationship with them.
Right.
You come to depend on them to bring you the real truth. And say when that gets taken away, it does leave people in a bit of chaos and confusion. And I know this has happened a lot, like with social media, on Twitter and Facebook, mm-hmm. and Instagram. People, they follow somebody on their account, and then they get censored, they get blocked. And
when I heard about your situation with this vaccine, and when I heard about the way that you were treated over that, that infuriated me. You know, a gentleman down in West Palm Beach, we both know him, Mike, and he knows my level of character. And when I compare the situation with you and what they're doing with this situation with the radio apps, I look at this Governor Abbott in Texas, who's doing those stupid things. And I'm thinking to myself, are these people being paid off? I mean, it's not worth the money that they're being paid to act that way.
Sam, I'm really glad you've called in. We have now four other callers standing by.
Sure, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Sam, your comments were excellent and much appreciated. We have.
And I appreciate your show.
Paul, Scaredy, join the conversation.
I'll talk to you later, Reba.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Scaredy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim and everybody. So I have to go against everybody, and I have to sort of steel myself for this. So this woman is throwing every Christian under the bus. She is running against Marco Rubio, a Christian from Florida. Now, whatever bad he does, at least he is a Christian, and we have to work on Marco to improve his platform and his positions. And this would be okay, but she herself is saying nothing against her co-religionist, which is Jews. So from Florida, she is saying nothing against the Jew congressman, Ted Deutch, from Florida, the U.S. Congresswoman, Lois Franco, also in Florida, another U.S. Congresswoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, established in Florida. And let's see, I'm getting quite nervous. And yes, I did want to add, Jim, just one second, yeah, that you are correct that, I mean, both sides are correct. Giuseppe is correct that it's one big uniparty, in other words, a sham presented to the public with, you know, beautiful images of a beautifully working government, an honest government and an honest opposition. In that sense, the fact that it's a sham and they implement harms against all people except themselves and their filthy rich friends, that is true, Giuseppe's point. And your point as well is true that the public positions that they take, for example, the open, you know, demolishing of America by the borders that Republicans at least publicly are mouthing and saying that protect the country. And here's the reason why. There are 36 Jews in the Demolish-O-Krat party. You know, I call them Demolish-O-Krats. And currently, I think there's only one Jew in the Republican party. And this woman, complete with her southern twang accent from the deeply Christian South, is taking on a disguise that, oh yeah, I'm a good guy, and I have learned nothing new from her, and only harshly punished Christians, Christian doctors, Christian families, Christian business owners, Christian journalists have just come absolutely demolished. Christians who have died, mostly Christians who have died in America and English-speaking countries through this lethal injection, which, they are the ones who are voicing, are fighting the good fight against corruption, and this woman just has taken on all their talking points and is wants to be just another Jewess ruling over her. Go ahead, Jim.
Scary, yes. I need to respond to this, Jim, because
well, of course,
she is directly attacking me. Scary, have you ever listened to my radio talk show?
Scary.
Or is this the first time you have ever heard me speak?
Scary, did you get the question?
Jim, I don't want to talk to this woman. I know I... This is stranger danger. We have our own little lives. I want to finish a couple of sentences here. We have our own little lives. We have our families. We have our friends. We have our bosses and coworkers and our neighbors. And everybody else on the radio is stranger danger. Of course, I'm including myself. So I listen to the people who I have come to admire, and I've listened to a lot of treacherous garbage women and garbage, actual garbage truck drivers are good, decent people. A lot of voices of stranger danger on media, radio, TV media can be and should be jettisoned into the dustbin of decent society. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think it's pretty clear that you have never heard my show because the above people that you just mentioned, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Ted Deutch, Lois Frankel. In fact, I worked to oust her last year in 2020. I am an equal opportunist when it comes to people that are committing crimes against humanity. I target them all. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Constitutionalist, whatever. What you want to run under makes me no difference. If you are an enemy of the people, I call you out. And I'm a registered Republican. And I did that because I believe in life. And I was raised a Protestant. I didn't find out I was actually a Jew by birth until the 1990s. Many Jewish families, they covered up these facts because of the persecution they endured. And so I would encourage you, I doubt you'll take me up on it, but I would encourage you to listen to my show because I go into these things in great detail.
Thanks, Reba. I think Giuseppe and I and you all believe that Scary has the wrong impression of you, which we hope she will find a way to compensate. We have four callers still. We've got Murr right off the bat. Murr, give us your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to reverse the two things I was going to talk about and go to the International Jew first, Henry Ford, out of the Dearborn Independent 100 years ago. And when Jews started complaining, it drew attention to them. So when you're not being drawn attention to, you know you're doing a good job. So they don't want you to notice them unless it's you're going to say something good, okay? And then there's the thing where people said, oh, well, he went to see Louis Marshall and apologized. No. Harry Bennett that worked for him went and signed that, forged it. Okay, so, but that's all down through history, how they work. It lies. And also Crino, Christian in name only. There's an awful lot of that. Where my computer wasn't working, I was listening to the radio about Christian, and they're Judeo-Christian, and they just yesterday this Brandon House says, oh, and the protocols, that's a lie. No, it was never called a lie. It was called a forgery. And of course, whatever that means, it's not a lie. And, you know, all 24 parts are listed in Andy Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. But what I wanted to tell you, if I may, I'll get this out and then I'll shut up. Last week, I put in the chat room after we talked about virus being debris and the difference of opinion on that. But here's the question. It takes some critical thinking and some pattern recognition. Okay, the bubonic plague, the Black Death, was caused by Jews, and they were held accountable on St. Valentine's Day, 1348, and Parkland was exactly 670 years after. And, of course, they had the other St. Valentine's Day massacres where they're always trying to get more than even. Okay, vengeance. But after that, then we had the Spanish flu. So why are they using virus for this quote-unquote poisoning? The reason they're using virus for this poisoning is because they're relating it to Gates and computers. And people think right away, oh, well, the virus is everywhere, like Stuxnet. You know, it travels through us like it does computers. So, yeah, and this is what's foisted on us by the media, the Talmudia.
Murr.
So tricked a lot of different ways. I'll get off. Thank you.
I want to thank you. We got five callers saying by unbelievable, so I have to restrict how much time each one has. Murr, Reba, did you want to say any more in response to Murr?
No, nothing that she addressed. No, I don't. Okay. Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Hello. Oh, hello?
Yeah, go
Am
ahead.
I on?
No, I watched.
This is Tony from Florida. Do I have the floor here now?
Tony. All right. Well, we got Tony from Chicago ahead of you, Tony from Florida. Let me see if Tony from Chicago is here.
No, yeah, it's the same one. I'm in Florida. I'm across the state from Reba. Can I just make a point? I don't know. This is very confusing. If there's anyway, Reba, did you happen to? I'm calling from South Fort Myers. You're in around West Palm Beach, around Trump. Did you happen to catch wind of this anti-force vax protest that came down last Sunday in front of the Naples Community Hospital? Was there any?
No, I missed that. Please tell me about it.
Okay, you want to check out write this down. You want to check out Fox 4now.com. It's, you know, it's Fox News, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. There was this guy named Dan Cook. I don't know if you could, you know, you mentioned you're going to try to tour the state. I don't know if you could network with this guy, and that's why I called up, just to bring this to your attention. I run this website called vaccinehoax.com, and we're operating in the Southwest Florida area for a couple of weeks. We go out during rush hours at busy corners with our 8x4 foot signs, and we do overpasses up in Chicago. But I just get to the point. I heard that this hospital, Naples Community Hospital, they're going to force their employees to take the COVID death vax by September 16th, or wear a N95 mask and get tested once a week if you don't want to get fired. And the bottom line, I'll just get the point because you got other callers. I was down in Naples enjoying, you know, the beauty of the area, and I came up to this hospital just to check it out as to look for a possible protest site, you know, going solo. I ran into this protest. It blew me away. The mini cancer were there. This guy was there talking to the reporters, and then, you know, he says, I couldn't believe I ran into a protest. There was like 200 or 250 people at this thing that just showed up out of nowhere on all four corners. So it was very encouraging. People are pissed about this forced vaccination. The word has gotten out. The people are dropping dead left and right on this thing. And if you do get the funds, you know, to go anywhere with the Senate campaign, I think you already know that this should be one of your main issues, and that hopefully you could tour the state, you know, in your appearances, running protests all over the state. So check this protest out, where our sign is in there, Fox 4 Now. It's just, you know, Fox 4, Cape Coral, 4 miles, Florida. The guy's name is Dan Cook, and you'll see it was a substantial protest, and, you know, people are pissed about this. The rage is out there. They don't want to take this death vaccine. And it just takes a few people like this Dan Cook or myself to get out there, you know, and lead the charge. And you can get people out on the streets in mass, believe it or not. It's hard to believe, but it will happen. And that's all I have to say.
You're doing a great job. I'm just very impressed. Reba, your thoughts?
Well, I'd love to talk to Tony after the show. Is it okay if I give you a call, Tony, and let's talk a little further?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna level with you. I'm only down here for like 2 weeks, okay? My website would probably be a little bit over the top for a national political campaign. I'm just being honest with you, but you should really get a hold of this Dan Cook, because he is, write it down. I mean, you go Fox 4 Now, you'll see it. He has some, believe it or not, he has some type of Facebook group. How he is still on Facebook and how he, you know, got these type of people to turn out. And they said dozens. It was 200 to 250. Easy. Okay. It was way over 200. So somewhere 225, 250, how he could produce this. Like I said, whether he would be interested in working with you in any capacity, you'd have to contact him. I don't know how you get a hold of him. You know, I would talk to you, but like I said, I'm blowing out of Southwest Florida next Monday. I'll be stopping at CNN Center and the CDC in Atlanta on the way back to do some solo protesting. But until my mother dies, I'll be being up in Chicago. So I would talk to you, but they're really, you know what I'm saying? This Dan Cook guy is a guy that you got to get a hold of, because he's coming on strong down here in Southwest Florida. So maybe you could network with this guy.
Is Chicago Brew here? If Brew's not here, I know Paul is here from California. Paul, join the conversation.
All right, I'm gonna sign off, man. Jim, thanks for the call. Okay, and Reba, get a hold of this guy and check that video out. See if you can do something with him. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Well, Tony, you're always welcome to stay on the line too. You know, you don't have to sign off, but yeah, I respect what Tony is doing. There's no doubt about it. But I just wanted to let you all know I'm giving up.
Hello?
I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna start wearing a mask, and I've decided to go ahead and get the vaccine. I want to be able to go places. I want to be able to fly, travel, you know, eat in restaurants, do all the things that everybody else does, and be normal again. I'm tired of being a variant. So
Paul,
I'm gonna just go ahead and.
We know you.
I've already scheduled for. I'm the Delta variant.
And all this nonsense.
So A quick shout out to I don't have time to do what I'm normally would like to do, which is go on a little rant. But quick shout out to Scaredy Cat, because she said she only listens to people that she likes and respects, and I know she has listened to me in the past, so thank you, Scarity. And this is also a little tip of the hat to Murr, because of you, Murr, I actually, you know, did some thinking and looking into
whole
thing about the bubonic plague. And I find that very interesting. And so here is the last little bit I'll give you from California. So they reinstituted the wearing of masks, vaccinated or not. Yesterday and the day before, a lot of these stores started changing their signs back. Okay. So get this. All right. Murr's talking about 48. On June 15th, they supposedly lifted the mask mandate. Okay. They reinstituted it on August 2nd, Tuesday, yesterday. And it's exactly 48 days from June 15th to August 2nd. So they basically gave us 48 days where we weren't required to wear a mask. And now you have to wear a mask everywhere, again, vaccinated or not. Because as Newsom says, we got to combat the Delta variant. So, again, I'm surrendering. It was nice knowing you all.
And then the
goodbye from California.
On and on and on forever, Paul.
I think the best way to combat these Delta variants and all the rest is the ones who keep talking about it and keep pushing these mandatory masks, they need to be taken out. That's the key right there.
I have a question.
Stand by, and I may get back to Murr too. Right now we got Scott from San Diego. Scott, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Hey, you know, I have a question. When did it start that variants were more contagious and more deadly than the original virus? It's always been the other way around.
Scott, it's all unbelievable bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit from A to Z, you know, including the Delta variant.
I just recovered from this, whatever the hell it is they said that I had. But, you know, it was 3 weeks of, you know, pretty bad stuff, but I got over it. The thing I have to say about Reba is I used to listen to your show on Red State, and that the only criticism I really have of you is that you seem to be one of these people that always has, no matter what the subject matter, always has a personal anecdote or a personal experience with the conversation at hand. And I just seem to, I'm kind of leery of people that just seem to always have a personal experience or with whatever subject is. As far as Sam's criticism of Red State, yeah, there's something going on with Scott Adams, because I called him when they came out with that thing that Trump is suing the social media companies. And I told him, I said, look, Trump's on the wrong track, because he's saying censorship, but it's not censorship, because you can say whatever you want, but you don't have a right to be heard. That's the thing. And he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about, like he couldn't get the concept. So there's something going on with him too. And then he refused to take my call twice after that.
Oh, wow. So your criticism of my show is that I give personal anecdotes.
I'm saying that no matter what the subject matter, you seem to always have a personal experience. You're able to put yourself in that, to give yourself a sort of like a moral high ground, more of an authority on the subject, because I just happen to have a personal experience with this. So, you know, I grew up next to that guy. I went to school with this person. I used to go to summer camp with this person, you know, stuff like that. It just seems a little odd.
So you're holding it against me that I've lived a very full life and have lots of varied experiences. That's interesting.
So, your automatic response to take offense to what I'm saying seems to indicate that.
No, I'm not taking offense. I'm saying it's unique. I've never heard that before. Everybody else right. has been very positive, and they love my my personal experiences, and they gain a lot of blessing from it. So it's a new, unique perspective that I've never heard before. So thank you for calling in and sharing it.
Let me go back to her. I believe has more thoughts she'd like to share. Murr. If Murr's not there, Tony from Chicago's gone. Chicago Brew doesn't seem to be available. Paul, back to you.
According to Mitch, he said that my shtick, my sarcasm fell flat. So I'm out. I'm embarrassed on stage right now. I don't know, to be honest with you, you know, I'm at the point where I just, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, this thing has made me a worse human being, and I don't need to be a worse human being. I hate everybody's guts, to be honest with you. I mean, I all these people lining up to take
Let
a pass.
Let me, Giuseppe, in here to reflect on your latest witticisms. Giuseppe.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think it fell flat. I thought it was very appropriate commentary on the absolute insanity that we're all being forced to have rammed down our throats and rammed up our backsides.
And, you know, I will mention in a moment of honesty that when this first started, okay, last year, I used to kind of enjoy going out and was kind of looking for trouble. I'll admit it. There was times I didn't need to go to some of these stores. I went in to pick a fight. Because that's kind of my nature in a way anyway, because I'm just pissed off about all this. And at first I was pissed off about what they're doing, okay? But then I quickly became pissed off at regular everyday people because I realized that they, them, are not doing anything to me, okay? I don't really have anything to fear from Klaus Schwab or Anthony Fauci or Gavin Newsom or any of these people. But it's these clerks and these managers and these assistant managers and these misguided shitheads, to use Giuseppe's term, that think that not only that some of this or all of this is real, but they actually believe they have the authority, which they don't have, to tell me to wear a mask or, you know, to anything else that they're enforcing upon us. These Jew bastards are using their money in unlimited quantities to buy this tyranny. That's the only way it's possible. And people are selling out. Nobody, very few people are willing to take a stand, to get fired from their job, or to do any number of other things that we want, that we need to do to disobey these people. And I got to be honest, when I went to the store, I took a picture of the chalkboard. I will send it in an email. There's a chalkboard now out in front of Knob Hill, and somebody wrote in chalk, masks are now required. And then they used blue chalk to draw a little surgical mask. Isn't that nice? So now what masquerades for requirements or law or obligation, which are all something that's covered under the civil codes, is a chalkboard in front of a store. And I literally just walked by this thing without a mask, and I just kind of hung my head. I am just so freaking demoralized in so many ways by my fellow Californians, even though now I do see people still not wearing masks. But as a rule, I am one of a very small number, including outdoors where you don't have to do it. They're not even in a store. They're walking around outdoors because they are buying this. And I almost feel like I would just, I almost want to disintegrate them myself and not wait for the vaccine. So that's my real feelings. Thanks for hearing it.
To Reema, but first, do you think Newsom is going to be recalled? He's got to be the most despised governor in the country.
Hell no.
Yeah, more than likely, if it's honest, you know, because I don't know anybody that likes him. But the bottom line, does it really matter? Who do we get next? We get Caitlyn Jenner? I mean, this is, the whole thing is a joke. I mean, it's just a joke.
Giuseppe.
Oh, I thought that was excellent lucid rant by Paul. It's all a joke. And at this point, the greatest mind rape that occurs pretty much from shortly after birth is the mind rape by the internationalist Jew to deceive people into thinking voting matters, that trust your cult of the magic pill and the magic jab, trust feel so bad for the Jew because of the Holocaust, which is an absolute scam. So that's all you get rammed down your throat. And now the last 30, 40 years, you've got this insanity of Common Core education, and now they've ratcheted it up with this lie of critical race theory. All you have to do with critical race theory is use a global search and replace and take out the word white and replace it with the word Jew, and then you absolutely understand critical race theory, because it's the globalist malignancy known as the internationalist Jew that is the dark disease on this world.
Reba,
and Giuseppe's right to use the term world also, because they're making war on the animal kingdom as well. Sorry about that.
I've called out a lot of Jews in my time, and I will continue to do so, but I am a Jew by birth. And after all, the one who lived and died 2,000 years ago, Yeshua, which is his Jewish name, he also a Jew. And, you know, whether you're Christian or Jewish, you know, that is a member of our family, Yeshua. I just want to address this also to Scary from earlier. You know, I don't think that a real Christian would be calling out their Savior's people the way she did. There are a lot of Jews who are very bad people. There's a lot of Christians that are very bad people. We have Satanists across all denominations. And the pedophilia that is taking place in the synagogues, it's taking place in the Christian churches, the interdenominational, the non-denominational, it's taking place in the Muslim faith, it's everywhere. So there's enough corruption to go around to all these groups. I stand on my own two feet, even though I'm in a wheelchair. I stand on my own feet. And I don't claim any loyalty to any particular group of people. Certainly not to Jewish faith, certainly not to the Republican Party. I stand on my own, and it's me and my Papa God, Jehovah, and that's where my connection is. That's where my loyalty lies. And so, you know, I understand the vehement attitude towards the Jewish people. Many of them, like George Soros, they are just despicable. The Rothschilds and all the rest. But there are some good Jews, just like there are some good Christians.
And I want to address that.
I'm not the synagogue of Satan. Thank you for that call.
Sure, sure, sure. We got Scaredy back. Scaredy, we're tight on time, but if you'd like to make some concise comments, you're welcome.
Thanks, Jim. So our producer extraordinaire, Mitchell Bupp, is running on a platform fighting public corruption. And he also runs a radio show, very hardworking, the morning news right here at revolution.radio at 10 o'clock. This is the Eastern time, and that's all you need. He's so hardworking, he also runs an evening show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, all on Studio A. And Mitchell, I thank you this song, but last time it was the last minute, so it got cut off. So, hey, Mitchell Bupp, you're our pup. We know you're having fun chewing up corruption.
Right.
That's all you need. You don't need to listen to any more voices on the radio for a full update on the news.
Well, you are a dear, Scaredy. And always welcome here. Paul, you can have a few final remarks.
Thank you. I just wanted to quickly address what Reba was saying. So, Reba, I haven't heard a lot of your work. I have heard of you before and heard some of it. I don't have maybe the kind of objections that other people have voiced. But what you just did, what you just said, is a variation of the not all argument, okay? And we can't get stuck in the not all argument. Anybody can articulate the not all argument. Everybody can talk about, oh, I have great Jewish friends, or oh, I have black friends. That's not the point. We're using the word Jew as a way to identify the issue and the problem and the enemy. And it's just one of those things. Things can be sorted out later, but I'll just give you a quick example from ranching, okay? I've known a few ranchers in my day and had conversations, and there's times where they have to do battle with predators such as coyotes, okay? And the bottom line is, if you want to live and survive and you want your herd to survive and live and you want to make a profit, you're going to have to kill some coyotes now and then, okay? And, you know, the bottom line is this, is we have an enemy for 1,000 to 2,000 years. This enemy has been identified, and it makes no sense at all, and it's not the point to articulate the not all argument. All due respect. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Giuseppe, would you like to take us out here? Wonderful to have Reba back again.
Yeah, thanks to Reba, and especially thanks to all the callers. And, yeah, Paul makes an excellent point that our enemy is the synagogue of Satan, yet every Jew who acts like a parasite because the Holocaust was real is supporting the synagogue of Satan. So until we see Jews swearing the Holocaust was not real is the only way you can ever trust a Jew.
Reba, your final thoughts?
Well, I am very well aware of the propaganda that is foamed continually by many Jews, and it's not surprising that there's a lot of anti-Semitic attitude. I just hope that people will, as far as I'm concerned, look at me and my personal stance, what I stand for, what I fight against, and not lump me in to any particular category based on other people's stereotypes. And I'm just pleased to be able to join you fellas here today. Appreciate the callers, and including the one who called me out for my anecdotes. It gives me something else to consider. But thank you all, and I look forward to talking with you again real soon.
Really wonderful to have you here. We had a large range of callers today, and I'm very pleased to all of them. Scaredy Cat, Paul, Scott from San Diego, Tony from Chicago. Really excellent lineup. Thanks, one and all. Just have
thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.